Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park. Final day of practice for the Vikings as they get ready for the season opener, which is on Monday Night Football, which means John Gruden is calling the game. He's here for production meetings, so we ran him down, begged him to come on camera with us. He's gracious enough to give us a few minutes. Hey, John, welcome back to Winter Park.
They fired up to be here. I appreciate you putting me in front of Randy Moss's jersey. I mean, I got mossed a lot.
You got mossed, huh? What do you remember about that?
I remember him going up over Charles Woodson, making one of the great catches I've ever seen. But it'll be a great night, opening night. Randy Moss going into the rafters, and a lot of new Vikings I'm anxious to see.
Before we talk a little bit more football, we know that you're based in Florida. There's a lot going on there. So our thoughts and prayers with everyone there. Hope everything that, you know, is near and dear to you is safe and getting out of harm's way. I know your mind's probably on that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm not alone. You know, my family and a lot of my friends, but I'm sure there's a lot of players in this game and people at home that are going through the same thing. So let's all just unite together and help these people through it.
Yeah, football can be a positive distraction from serious stuff like that. So you're ready to start another season. You started in a great place in Minnesota, which is also where the 2017 season's going to end because the Super Bowl is here. What are you looking forward to in 2017?
Well, I just focus on this game. You know, I take them one at a time. The Saints and the Vikings is where I've spent most of my preparation. I'm anxious to watch this offensive line of the Vikings. Five new starters, totally rebuilt group. The debut of Dalvin Cook, who I think is a sensational talent. And Sam Bradford with an opportunity to really learn this offense with Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator. I have high expectations for Minnesota, but here comes Drew Brees and Sean Payton, and they've added one of your former friends, Adrian Peterson. This is going to be a heck of a football game.
You know, a lot of people talk Zimmer and Brees and the passing game and all that, but with the focus the Vikings put on the running game, with the offensive line signings, Latavius Murray, Dalvin Cook, and with Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson, maybe the running game will be a bigger factor than some people think on Monday night.
It might. And if you get that running game established just a little bit, the chunk plays come off of play action. And if I were the Vikings defense, I'd be concerned with New Orleans faking the ball to Adrian Peterson and trying to go deep over the top. And the same thing with Minnesota. They need to generate more explosive plays. The best way to do that is get your running game going so you can set up some of these play action bombs.
What do you think is the number one thing that Sam will benefit from, Sam Bradford, from the full off season with Pat Shurmur? After last year, arriving 8 days before the season starts, changing coordinators midstream, what's the biggest thing now for Sam that he's had a full off season?
Well, I think it's simple. I mean, he knows the offense better. He'll have much more command and control at the line of scrimmage. He knows his teammates personally. He knows them professionally, and he knows his coaching staff, and that's a big, big deal. The big thing, however, is going to be how well the line blocks. They did not play well in the preseason. The offense, the starters, the tape I have, it wasn't very good. And the Saints are one of the most improved defenses in football, at least in the preseason.
Now, you've been here for a couple days. You went to an Eden Prairie football game. You saw Bud Grant. You probably went to the U2 concert. You've done a lot of stuff here. You've been here a couple days. You had a good time?
I'm thinking about moving here. I'll tell you what, I made a lot of friends at that Eden Prairie game, man. The student section was rocking. What a job that Bud Grant's son Mike does with that team. They have a lot of kids out for football. The passion that they play with is impressive. And what a facility. I never had a facility like that. I'm going to apply for the Eden Prairie running back job, I think.
Well, I think you have a job public speaking. You went to Dunkers. You spoke to those guys.
Dunkers. I got to see a lot of my friends that, you know, I grew up fearing, former Viking players. And it'll be a great weekend. I hope the fans enjoy it.
All right, last question. The game on Monday night, the type of game you expect to see. Are we going to have a grinder that's low scoring? Are we going to have a high scoring affair? What do you expect?
I have no idea what to expect. That's why, you know, if you ask New England, no one expected that either. To me, the first three or four games of the regular season are an extension of the preseason. None of these men have played, and none of these men have played together. You don't know what's going to come out of the bag. Just ask Tom Brady. I'm sure he'll tell you the same thing.
All right, Vikings and Saints, they play on Monday night. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, or if you watch it on TV, make sure you catch Sean McDonough, Lisa Salters, Susie Culber, John Gruden. Those guys will have it on ESPN.